Rabbi Nosson, maybe it goes according to Rabbi Nosson Shita. Titani, we learned like this, Rabbi Nosson, I know. How do we know if you lend somebody, if somebody owes you money? And somebody else owes your friend money, like Reuben owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Yehuda. How do you know that Yehuda has a right to go directly to Reuben and get the money away from Reuben, like Reuben owes it to Shimon, and Shimon owes it to Yehuda? So Yehuda goes directly to the first one and says, pay me the money. How do we know this? That's called Shibud the Reb Nosson. Talmud Loima, this the pasuk says, V'nosan la'asher osham loy. You have to pay the money to the one that deserves it. Doesn't say the one you took it from. It says the one that deserves it. It means even though you took it from somebody, but he owes to somebody else, to the other person has the right to collect it from you, because that's where the money should end up. That's who deserves the money. That's called Shibud the Reb Nosson. So therefore, the wife, like, she has the right to get the money here. Because she says like this, you owe my husband the mace, you owed him money. And my husband owes me the money for the ksuba. So therefore she has the right, the record, to collect the money from you. So you can't tell her, lav bal devorim de diyat, I didn't lend the money from you, I lent it to your husband. And now that he died, my brother, I don't want to pay him. You can't say that. Because she has the right to collect it. Al shibud de Reb Nosson. Smell, everything is still good over here then. That the money has to be collected and you have to buy karka. So what's wrong with this Mishnah? Bechor, it's still a good proof to Rabbi Yosef. That even if the brother wants to sell it, then he does sell it, nothing doing, it's not chal at all. Tumor says, Elo, the cash was, Layashkechon Tano de Machma Trei Chumri B'Ksuba. We don't find a Tano that gives two Chumris at one time in Hilchos Ksuba. Then Rashi explains, because since Ksuba is only with the Rabbonin, so we don't find one Tano will hold two Chumris here. What are they? Elo, the Gemara says, Iker Rav Meir, either you tell me hold like Rav Meir Shita, that true metaltalim, moving objects, also could be collected for the ksuba, is also meshubah to the ksuba. That's one chumrah. Okay, I could hold that alone. But, or else, oi, kareb nosin. Or else it could hold shibud the reb nosin. That's true, one or the other. But here you want to say this mission holds both of them together. That's what's akasha. This mission has to hold from shibud the reb nosin. That she has a right to collect from the yavam. Because the yavam owed the husband, and the husband owes her, she could collect from the yavam. That's one chumrah. And also you want to tell me she could even collect metaltalim, which is only according to Rav Meir Shita. That's the Chiddush over here. Usually we don't find the Hilchos Ksuba, but the Rabbanin, these two Chumris. That's why I didn't like this proof to Rav Yosef. So my Rav says, Imkein, if so, Hainu de Shemini Leil Abaya. This is what I heard from Abaya, the Yomah that says, Zu Eni Mishnah, Flo Yadana Maya, I didn't know what he meant. Now we understand what he meant. No, this Mishnah is a Kasha and Abaya. But Abaya said, no, it's not a Kasha because that Mishnah is not a Mishnah. Why isn't it a Mishnah, like we just said? Because the Mishnah is wrong, because you don't have a Mishnah that says two Chumras in Hilchos Ksuba. Either you hold like Rav Meir, and then you don't hold like Rav Nosson. Or else you hold like Rav Nosson, Shibud the Rav Nosson, you don't hold like Rav Meir. But all from both Chumras, Rav Nosson and Rav Meir, that's like a Chiddush. Therefore, we say this Mishnah is a mistake, something's wrong. That's why Abai said there's no Raya from this Mishnah. Yeah, then the Gemara says, who Gavra, there was a person again, to Noflola Yevomo B'Mosam Achsia. That he was living over here, this brother, and his other brother died that was living in Masa Machsia, and now his wife is a Yavama. So he was the oldest brother, so he was supposed to go be Miyabima. Now Boy Yachva Lemifsala Vigito Mine. The younger brother, like we had before, wanted a fast, go give her a get, that Midrabonon is like Chalitza, that the older brother cannot be Miyabima now, and therefore the older brother would not Yarshin take over all the Nichse Hameis. Is Amalei, so the older brother said to the younger brother, my daitcho, what do you think? If because you don't want me to make yibum, because you don't want me to take over all the property of my brother, but rather you wanted to split it equally, I'll tell you, I'll give you half of the property, don't worry. Even if I'll be miyabma, marry you, Yishno, I'll give you half of the property. So Amalei, so the brother said back to the older brother, Mistafino, I'm afraid, Ramoy, that you can do to me the same way they did in Pumbadisa. Ramoy, like the trickery, the trickery people in Pumbadisa. Like before, they told him, the older brother told the younger brother, the mice we had before is, I'll give you half of the property. And when it became later, the Rabbana Paskin there, that nothing doing, that you can't sell the property of your brother. So that's why the younger brother was afraid to listen. Is Omalei, so the older brother told him, now you should know, if you want, I'll even give you half of the property right now. Even before I'm Miyabima, I'll make like a shtar to give you half of the property.
is Oma Mabaravashi. So Maravashi says, you should know, that Afa Gav Dechiyosi Rav Dimi, even though when Rav Dimi came, Omri said over, that Omri Rav Yechanan, that he said over the name of Rav Yechanan, that Ho'oi Melech Averoi, somebody tells his friend, Leich O Mishoich Porazu, like I want to give you away my ox, my cow. So I tell you, go make a Mashiach, go pull my cow, make the Kenyan, but Yishnu, I'm telling you, I only want the Kenyan to be Chalak, I only want to give you the present after 30 days. It's like I tell you now, go and make the Kenyan right now, go make the Mashiach, go pull the cow right now, that's the Kenyan, but it should not be Chalak, it should not take effect until 30 days. So the Lach Rivi Yechanan says that La'achar Lamid Yoyim Kona, Yishnu, at the end of 30 days, you are Kona, you do own it. Even if the cow now is standing in an agav like a swamp, that there's no ma'isa mashicha, you're not being moich, you're not bringing it into your rishus, still it's called a good kinyan. So he's saying, even according to the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, that the kinyan is chal, so here also l'chura. The older brother made a kinyan right now to give away half of the property to his younger brother, even though he made the kinyan now. And he's saying it should be chal later, so maybe you want to tell me it's good. So he said, no. Over there, when you're giving away a present to your friend, you're giving away your cow, it's up into your hands, it's in your hands to give it to him right now. You're only pushing it off for 30 days. But really, you could give it to him right now. But over here, in the case of the Yavam, lav biyodai, right now, since the brother did not make Yibum yet, the older brother, he doesn't have a right to sell the brother's property. So therefore, what he said right now, that he'll give you half, means nothing. So Mor says, I will kiyos, but now stam Ravin yet the kasha. I will kiyos, no, Mor stam yet the kasha. I will kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that loikoni, no, you're not koni, bechlal, even in the case of a matana. If you make a maisa mashicha now to be koni, v'lachar lamed yoim, he said, you're not koni. So Chor stam to Stephen Rabbi Yechanan. So Mor says, I'll tell you like kasha. Hodi omalei kini me yachshav. It depends. If the person said, make the Maisa Mashiach now, make the Kenyan right now, and at the end of 30 days, you are koiner it, Me'achshav, like Lamafreya, then it's called a good Kenyan. But if you don't use the word Me'achshav, you only want the Kenyan to take effect at the end of 30 days, from then on, Mikana Labor, that's no good. Only if you say, like at the end of the 30 days, then we consider as if it was yours the whole time. So then we bring back like the Kenyan to the Chal at the time of the Maisa Kenyan, therefore it's good. Because otherwise, you can't have the Chalois Kenyan later when the Maisa is not around anymore. Because if you only make the Maisa Mashiach now, and you want it to be coming at the end of 30 days, since at the time of the Chalois, the Kenyan is not around, it can't be Chal. So therefore, if you say Me'achshav though, so we consider that at the end of the 30 days, it's like being Koina L'mafrei at the time you made the Kenyan, then it's good. But call upon an our case here, since it's not biyodai for the Yavam to give it away right now, therefore pshit over, it means nothing what he said. Now the Gemara says, boy imineim ula, the Esther Shalom from Ula. Yavam, let's say the brother made Yibum, the Yacha Kachiluk, and then he goes and gives away half of the property to his other brother. Like the mice we had before. Now what's the locha? So he answers back, well, Yosav leklum, it means nothing like the Paschim before. That's the locha, once you miyabim her, so all the nichsei emes is mishubid to the ksuba, you have no right to sell it. What about chilik? Let's like in our case over here, that first the yavim, the brother said, I'll divide it up. The yachakach yavim, and then he went ahead and made a mice yibim. Ma, what's the locha? Again, he said, also leyosav leklum, it means nothing. So mask of Laura Shesha, so Shesha has to kasha, what do you have to have like both halachas for? Hashtah is, if hashtah means, if you're telling me that Yavam v'yacha kachilik, in the case where you made the Maisi Yibam first, and then you made the chalukah. So at the time when you're giving away to your brother, really you own it already. Really it should be in your power to do it. Still you're telling me, lo yosav lo klum, nothing is chal, because it's mishubid for the ksuba of the Yavamon. If so for sure, then what do you have to tell me? Chilik. If before you make Yibam, the brother wants to divide it with his younger brother. The Yachakach Yibam, and then he first makes Yibam, Yiboy, like you have to tell me, it's for sure it's no good. What are you telling me? So Gemara says, Enechanami, Shnei Maisim Hoyu. These were two different cases. Because each case happened a separate time in the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara just says it together here. But really, if you'd hear one story, you would not have to know the other story, the other halacha. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rovim, when Rovim came, Amr Rash Lakish. He said, over the name of Rash Lakish. That Bein Yavam V'Yachak Kachiluk, whether you made Yibam first, and then the brother wants to make a chalukah, divide half the property to his brother. Bein chiluk, where the first you made the chalukah, v'yacha kach yibim, and then you got had yibim. Halacha is le'asav le'klum, we just got finished saying, in both cases, the yovim, even after you make yibim, you have no right to make a chalukah to give away your brother's property. It's all meshubat of the ksuba, you can't sell it. You can't give it away. V'hilchus, so what's the halacha, the more comes out, the maskonah is le'asav le'klum. Enechnami, nothing takes effect. The yovim has no right to sell it. Here, now go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Chachomim Oimrim, Peiros HaMechuborim LeKarka Shaloi, that the fruits that are attached to the ground, it belongs to him, belongs to the Baal. Again, when the husband died, so she's a Shmeres Yovim, so all his property is Meshuvah for her Karka. So Lachar is, the Peiros HaMechuborim, the Mishnah says, Shaloi belongs to the husband. For the more of Amai, why? For Kol Nechosav Achroyim Vavoyim L'Ksub L'Ksub Oso. All the property of the first husband is achroi, is meshubat for ksuba. So, since these pears, these fruits are attached to the ground, still it's like part of the ground. So, it's like part of the first husband's property. That's all meshubat for ksuba. So, how can the Mishnah says shaloi belongs to him? So, Rish Lakish says toni shalo and achnami. In the Mishnah, there's a mistake, and you have to say shalo that it belongs to her, not to him. Since it's mechuba lekaka, attached to the ground, it's called part of the kaka like, and therefore it belongs to her. All right, turn over. Yeah, right. Then the Mishnah says, "Konso after you make yibum and after you marry her, harei kishta." Then she's considered like your wife. So what does it mean? What's the chiddush that she's considered like your wife now? Omar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina Loima, come to teach us, Shemagarsha beget, that now if you want to get rid of her, you don't have to give her chalitza anymore. Like the Zika goes off 100%, she's like a regular wife now, that all you have to do is just give her a get. Shemagarsha beget. Umachzira, and if you want to, you could remarry her now. For the Gemara, Megarsha beget pshita, like of course, why not? Once you're Miyavma, she's your wife, Havada, why can't you give her a get? So Gemara says, Mal, the Temai would have thought. The Pasuk says, V'yivma, you should make yibum. And she still has part of the first yibum. In other words, maybe still part of the Zika's honor, even after they get married. Even after his konsi lives with her. He makes the first bil Hashem yibum. He's his wife. But maybe still Zika is still here. And therefore now, letitzke lo beget. Ela b'chalitza wouldn't be enough just to give a get. But maybe they have to give chalitza also. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. No, that once you're konsa, once you live with her, she's your wife completely, and now all you, the zika goes off, and if you want, all you have to do is just give her a get. Then it says, machzira, that you let her remarry her. For the Gemara Pshita, of course, why not? Samura says, yes, ma.